The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels, ontheedgepurpose.podbean.com. You can get to our podcasts out there, free content out there for you. And if you want just a little bit more, you can get that premium content as well. San Jose Women's Business Examiner, there's a free subscription out there, so you can connect with us that way as well. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson. Our Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, and our Facebook group page at On the Edge Women in Business. Post your products, services, events, motivation, inspiration, political views, frustrations. And if you have anything to say about this last week's debate, you can put that out there as well. Very interesting stuff. Getting ready to vote for a new president. I'm all excited about that. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. And if you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions and comments and maybe topics that you want me to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith. We always like to thank our listeners for tuning in each week. We appreciate your listenership and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I am excited. And if I ran through my opening real quick, because we have a show packed with so many guests today, so many products, services, resources. We're just shoving everything into a one-hour show so you can be blessed. You can be blessed. There's free stuff. There's low-cost stuff. There's whatever it is, but it's resources to help you build your business. And, you know, when I say business, I mean ministry. And when I say ministry, I mean business. There is no differentiation between the two. If you have a ministry, it is a business set up by the state and laws of California or any state that you're in. You're set up under the law. So you are a business first, and the type of business, you are a ministry. And if you're in some other, if it's outside a religious platform, then of course you understand that you are a business. So we want to make sure that that is clear. Now, before I get started, actually, I've been sharing with you the last couple of weeks the opportunity to work for Amazon. That's right. Amazon is hiring. So let me give you that information before we get into the show. And if you do not, if you're not working or your teens that are, and when I say teens, 18, 19, and so on, but there's an opportunity here, and XMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right. You could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Have you been beating down the online job boards path in hopes of winning that job? Amazon is now hiring 600 people. 600 people. So you want to get your application in the door there. So SMX Staffing is hiring, is doing the hiring for them today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. That's apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company. Weekly pay. You must have a GED or higher and at least 18 years of age. If you fit these basic requirements, and you can be older, and then 18 years old. I'm just letting you guys know that. So don't count yourself out. Submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com or call 510 512-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. Now, let me just say this. If this is not for you and you know someone who needs this information, please get it to them. And if you can't remember everything that I just said, and I understand that, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz and we will get that information over to you straight away so you can help someone get a job and, you know, do what they need to do. They want to pay their bills and they want to eat at places like Chick-fil-A. And we're going to talk more about Chick-fil-A in just a few minutes. In fact, not even just a few minutes. We're going to talk to Chick-fil-A right now. I have Dan Cosson in the studio with me today, and I'm so excited. Dan is the owner of the Maori Chick-fil-A in Fremont, California. And I had the pleasure of meeting him at the Tri-City Superhero Run a few weeks back. And I actually, you know, that Superheroes Run, you could dress up like a superhero. I was tempted to dress up like Batgirl, but I didn't want to, you know, mess up everybody at how wonderful I would look in Batgirl's costume. But I did run, and I about passed out at the finish line. But in that, Chick-fil-A was out there being a part of the community and giving back. And I'm so glad to have you here in the studio. Dan, how are you today?
I am very well, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. We're very excited.
We're excited for you, too. You sent over this wonderful history of Chick-fil-A, and I had some understanding and some history of Chick-fil-A, but this probably about 5-page, 6-page document gave me this broader perspective on Chick-fil-A. And we talked a little bit about some of the stone throwing over the last couple of years, but I want to talk about some of the things that you guys have going on that's absolutely fantastic in the community. So let's start there in terms of some of the community things that Chick-fil-A is doing.
Well, we're excited to be part of the Bay Area, and we've talked. My wife is from here. I was born in Oakland. We have some roots here in the Bay Area. We love California. After my 26 years in the military, we just thought this would be a great place to settle. It took us a little while to get the store here in Fremont, but Chick-fil-A selected me to be part of that, and we moved out here from Louisiana after we retired. And so really for us, being involved in the community is absolutely vital to who we are and what we're about. So as you mentioned, we had the opportunity to be in the Tri-City Health Superhero Run. That was just an exciting thing for us to bring the cow out there, provide, I think we brought some cookies, you know, to after they burned all those calories for people to enjoy that, and our lemonade, and just giving out some free things for the kids. Just seeing the response, not only to Chick-fil-A, but more importantly, what they're doing at Tri-City Health and our involvement in that was just a little part of what we like to do. Of course, they were there to honor the heroes, some of the other heroes are the fire departments and the first responders. So it was, I mean, being in the military, that's just that warms my heart for organizations to do that. So us being able to partner with them was just really exciting. And so the number of kids they had there, I mean, just that's something we want to be part of for a long time. So that's just one part of what we do. We've also been partnering with the schools, as we mentioned as well. Right, we can talk about that as well.
Right. And we have about 2 minutes before the segment is over. But one of the things that I learned about Chick-fil-A is that Chick-fil-A has donated $1.6 million each year to help Chick-fil-A team members attend the college of their choice.
Yes, Chick-fil-A, and it came from the founder, Truett Cathy, who passed away about a year ago. But his sons, Dan and Bubba, are very much interested in the development of high schoolers and making sure that they move on to better their lives. And that might be in employment, as you mentioned, but it might be going to college. And for those that choose that, we want to be able to provide that for them. So Chick-fil-A is absolutely behind doing that and want to encourage our team members to pursue their dreams. And if that includes college, we want to be able to assist them with that.
That's fantastic. And before we go to a commercial break, and we have about 1 minute, how can the locals get a hold of the Maori Chick-fil-A? Can you give us your address and then maybe the web address so that way they can connect with you right here in Silicon Valley?
Absolutely. Well, we're excited to be here. Our address is, like I said, about a block off of 880 on the Maori Avenue exit, 5245 Maori Avenue. And so we're right off the freeway off of 880. And our web address is CFA, like Chick-fil-A, so CFAMaori.com, M-O-W-R-Y. And we have opportunities there to order food and be actually make donation requests. team members can, or people, potential team members can apply on there. So it's a great website, and we also have many events that we're doing for the community as well on there.
Right, and we'll get to that later in the show. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Little Bridge in the Gap when we come back.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to do a little bridging the gap between business and faith before we get to more of our guests. And we have more guests in the studio, and we've got a guest calling in, so I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for the entire show, and you will be blessed. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and in all you're getting, get understanding. And I want to share a little bit with you about that. You know, my son, I have a 21-year-old son, and he's been hearing me say this to him since he was born. I've said things to him that, son, in all you're getting, get understanding. And I've said things to him like, son, you are a history maker and world shaker. And so he's been hearing this kind of language since he was born. And I was one of those mothers that would sing to my son. Now, granted, I'm not much of a singer, but he thought it was great as a baby. Now, you know, he's 21, so I don't have that same influence. So I have to do other things that he appreciates. But as business owners and as professionals, and when we read certain things in the Bible, sometimes we can get just focused on the expectation that God wants us to just he wants us to have a great spiritual life, but he wants you to have a great natural life as well. He's a parent. He's a daddy. And so he wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to live up to your most optimal person that you can be. He wants you to complete legacy on your life. And the way that you complete legacy on your life and that purpose on your life, you have to first understand that you, in all you're getting, you have to get understanding. And I can prove to you, if you don't have enough understanding throughout history, and even history, if you do a inventory review and history of your own life, that when you didn't have enough understanding, you did not make the right decisions. And we'll say things like, I wish I knew that then. I wish I had known better. And as a parent, you know, my mother used to say things like that. And when I was growing up and I was a teenager, she would say, you just keep living. And I was a teenager, and I was like, well, what does that mean? You just keep living. Well, when you just keep living, you learn. And you get more understanding of things that you do not have understanding for or understanding with. And as business owners and as people of God in your career, whether you're growing a business, whether you're in a career, or maybe you're a stay-at-home parent, we have to get understanding in everything that we do. And so when we bring guests on our show like Chick-fil-A, says, well, what does Chick-fil-A have to do with business? Chick-fil-A has everything to do with business, and they're getting understanding. Their foundation is built on Christian belief systems. And because Truett Cathy got understanding of creating a business that is sustainable and profitable, it not only blessed his family, but it's blessing families, business owners all over the world that are able to hire in employees, able to give people jobs, able to have a voice in our community. You can't have a voice if you do not have understanding. You can't grow what you have right around you, right in your own household. So how can you influence, yet you get understanding? So you have to do things like that. And I get excited when I drive down different places in Silicon Valley, and I see the Ciscos, and I see the Apples, and I see these different I see the Stanfords. Do you know that was in the heart of somebody? That everything that you see, all the businesses that you see, was in the heart of someone who had the vision to want to dig deeper and get the understanding that they needed to build something that is great. And so what I'm saying is, to the body of Christ, sometimes it's frustrating. This is on the edge. Remember, this is faith, business, and we're on the edge. So I'm just going to get real with you really quick here. The faith-based community what I've seen in my experience has the most difficult time paying for the simplest things to get understanding. And then you'll go and pray and say, God bless it. So you have to help me understand how God is going to bless something that you're not willing to even invest in to get understanding. And you want God to bless your businesses. You want God to bless your ministries. You want God to bless your careers at work, but you won't go and take a certification class to improve your ability to do a job so you can be blessed. When I talked last week about, and maybe I just said it to someone, so I'm going to say it to you. I taught this class called Power Women, Power Secrets, this seminar. And one of the things that I stated is that no one gives you power. They give you authority. And let me explain what that means in terms of no one gives you power. When someone is in authority, they'll recognize the power in your life because you had the wherewithal to go sit in a class somewhere or go study somewhere online to go and do the work that it takes for someone to recognize the power that you developed in your life. And so sometimes you're at work and you're intimidated by your boss because they're a bully. And that happens. We have bullies in the workplace that are also managers. You got bully employees. You got bullies all over the place. But for you to be comfortable in your position, you have to understand that you have power. The reason you even have the job is because you were recognized on your resume and in those interviews that you have power to accomplish a certain task. And so that person who has authority and developed the power in their life has the authority to hire you, to give you the authority because of the power you have developed in your life. And so that's really important for you to understand, which means that a bully can't bully you when you know you have the power. So you have to understand that if everyone in that workplace community walked off the job because of a manager that is a bully, I guarantee you the company is going to go back and they're going to fire the manager rather than lose all of the people. Let's just use Chick-fil-A as an example. You know, Chick-fil-A has an assistant manager that's making everybody crazy and everyone walks off the job because they don't know how to handle people with respect. And that I'm not saying that they're doing that. They're not. What I'm saying, because, you know, we have Chick-fil-A in the studio today and I'm just using that as an example for the sake of clarity. But if that happens, they would rather lose one than lose their entire production team that they have given the opportunity to understand that that manager may not be ready to manage because they don't know how to handle people. And so you have to understand this. So in all you're getting, get understanding when you develop the power in your life to grow to a certain place. Say if you want to be president, believe me, you can't be homeless. I'm just saying, you know, if you want to be, you know, a doctor, a brain surgeon, and you prayed and God said, I'm going to make you a doctor, and you heard in your heart that God said, you're going to be a brain surgeon. You can't come to KFX Studios and say, Margaret, Coach Margaret, Pastor Margaret, Minister Margaret, and say, you know what, I want to practice on you. Because I heard from God and he said he gonna make me a brain surgeon. And so I need to start practicing. I'm gonna say, well, did you go to Stanford and get some education? Because if you didn't, I'm gonna be directing you to a different hospital for you to get some help because you have to develop that power in your life. And so, and that's kind of funny, but that's the truth. We pray and God says you have to put some practicality to what you're doing. There has to be in your experience as a saint of God, you have to understand that God expects you to live completely, fully, and we get this in Romans, says for us to walk in the spirit, not walk in the crazy, not walk in the religion. Religion is different from spirit. It says, you know, people say, well, you know, I don't want to be so spiritual till I'm no earthly good. That's really a wrong saying. You really don't want to be so religious till you're no earthly good because God tells us to be spirit. If you're walking by the spirit and Jesus did, then you're going to walk in a different way. And he was 100% man, which means that he was able to interact with the world, with people, because he's a person. He's wrapped in flesh. And so he was able to fulfill and complete the call of God that was on his life to die on the cross for us and for him to be an example for us that we can completely fulfill the legacy and destiny on our lives if we do what simply this verse says, is that in all of our getting, get understanding, which means that you're going to have to go to school. You're going to have to educate yourself. You're going to have to educate yourself in the biblical things for your spiritual growth. And you're going to have to educate yourself in the natural things for your professional growth in this world, so you can be a blessing to people like Chick-fil-A. Now, people can throw darts at Truett Cathy if they want to, but I'd like to give him a hand. You got a hand clap in there for Truett Cathy? Let's give him a hand clap because he's doing, and he went home to be with the Lord last year. And let me just tell you, they were clapping when he walked through the gates of heaven, because he not only fulfilled the call of God on his life. This is legacy. Legacy is that when you leave here, it keeps going after you leave. And I'm so excited about that. We're going to go to a commercial break. You listen to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are in our power resource round, our power resources from power people, power businesses, and power ministries. How do you find great resources? What are you looking for? What do you need? Is it money for your business or ministry? Is it processing through your personal life and development? Is it access to multiple connections and points? Do you need a job? I'm just saying, do you need a job? And so you've heard me talk about this for the last couple of weeks. We want to make sure that you're getting a job. This is like a no-brainer. SMX Staffing is your connection to a great opportunity with Amazon. That's right. You could work for Amazon. Are you ready for a job that has a future? Say yes. Nod your head. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Have you been beating down the online job boards path in hopes of winning that job? Say yes. Yes, yes, yes. Been there, done that. You know, that's why I had to start my own business. Sometimes you just have to go do it yourself. Amazon is now hiring 600 people. Get your application into SMX Staffing today. Applications are available online at apply.smjobs.com. Grow within the company. That means that you get to have a future with Amazon. You never know what that would lead to. Weekly pay, must have a GED or higher and at least 18 years of age. If you fit these basic requirements, submit your application to SMX Staffing at apply.smjobs.com or call 510-792-4641. That's 510-792-4641 for more information. That really, really is a no-brainer. And if you have that child that's like 30 years old, still living in your house, and they need a job, this is a great opportunity for them. I'm just saying. So we're going to go to our next guest that's in the studio with us, Roberta Currier. She is the founder and owner of Mama's House Community International.
Hello, Margaret.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you.
I went through your website and was just kind of digging around and trying to figure out what you're doing. And you're kind of doing a little bit of everything in terms of community. And community is not, for you, it's not just local. It's global.
Yes, it is.
So tell us a little bit about Mama's, I like this name, Mama's House Community.
Yes. Mama's House Community Outreach serves our local community. We serve some of the local churches, as well as our global community. And a lot of this is because of the background that I have in ministry and in my personal life. I meet a lot of people all over the world. I've been privileged to travel many countries in the world. So I connect with people. I love people. And so we like to seek to serve people in the ways that we can. We train, equip, disciple, and nurture youth and families.
So now that's great, but give me some testimonies. Tell me what that really means. You know, when you say you nurture and you're educating and you're training, and in a few minutes I'm gonna do a live ad really right here in just a few moments, so you can get connected to Mama's House Community Outreach. But give us a little bit more. Get intimate with us.
Okay. I'll tell you, let me give you a couple of instances. What's coming up is our Toys for Tots annual Christmas program. We do partnerships. We usually work by memorandums of understanding with each group that we work or each project. And so we're connected with the Marine Corps in that. And we usually do it at the police station, so it's nice and safe for everybody. Get families signed up to come in. And I like for the family to come because then I feed them a continental breakfast.
Right.
Make them feel real good. Uh-huh. And they can bring their children. I don't like to wrap the toys. We want to get personal and intimate with each family. And they know that they're loved. But you know what? My ultimate goal is to share the real story of Christmas with
right,
them.
Right.
So that's my way of sharing the real story. And then, of course, they can pick out their toys.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. So you've got things going on in China, in the Philippines, in Africa, and right there in your neighborhood. Where are you guys located? How can people get connected with you?
We're located on Clayton Road in Concord Avenue. I'm 925-565-6919 is our telephone number. They can either write or call us, 1704 Clayton Road, number 312, Concord Avenue. And we are working. We need a building. So we're working right out of our home right now.
Right.
And
right.
so we have a home office. But we go out and do classes when necessary. We help the local churches with food, clothing, things like that, and resources. We have resources from everywhere. It just seems like we're a magnet for resources, so we thought we would catalog them, and then when people need things or need to know where to find things, they can ask us, and we can help them connect.
Right, right. Can people volunteer for you?
Yes, they can. We need volunteers coming up for our food program. We need volunteers at Christmas for the Toys for Tots. We have a new program that we're starting this year, and we will need volunteers for December 5th. We will be disseminating 200 backpacks to the homeless. So we need people to help us in the East County to get those backpacks out to the homeless. They'll be filled with winter items.
Right. That's fantastic. What a blessing. What a blessing to get a hold of and get connected to Mama's House Community Outreach.com. That's easy to remember. Mama's House Community Outreach.com. Connect in. They're in Concord, California. So that is 1704 Clayton Road, 312 Concord, California, and you can dial that 925-565-6919. That's 925-565-6919. And just to give you a little bit more information, train up a child in the way that they should go. Mama's House Community Outreach is training today's youth and their families on how to deal with the concerns of life, equipping them with practical life skills and biblical principles for achieving an abundant life. Roberta Currier is the president and founder of Mama's House Community and Global Outreach. She is a pillar and a leader in the local and global communities. Mama's House Community needs your financial support for their youth outreach projects, supplemental food pantry, Christmas dinner basket program, youth and educational mission outreach programs to China and the Philippines, and the orphanage sponsorships. And not to forget that Christmas Toys for Tot as well. We want to make sure that you know that that's the most immediate need for that. So we want to make sure you get connected there. And your donation of any amount to Mama's House Community will go to help support the local and global outreach efforts and activities of Mama's House Community. If you would like to become a partner, and I would recommend it, this is a really safe place for you to donate and to help support not only your local community, but global community with Mama's House Community, or give a one-time donation, please go to mamashousecommunityoutreach.com, or for more information, call 925-565-6919. 925-565-6919, a place for you to be able to give and support. You can volunteer and you can give back. And so we appreciate what you're doing. And we're going to give you just a little bit, a few more resources here. And we're going to kind of get back to our guests. I do have one more guest. We'll get to them in just a few moments on the in the fourth segment. But let me give you a little bit more resources here that we have that we want you to know about. MobileWise was on the show 2 weeks ago. I believe it was 2 weeks ago, or it may have been last week. And we have so much going on. Sometimes it's hard for me to keep it all straight. But MobileWise Global, how wise is your business mobility? Are you ready to do business in today's mobile market? Say yes, church. Say yes, ministries. You've got to be mobile. You can't just be brick and mortar anymore. It's not going to work. Do you want a mobile website? Do you want to be mobile wise sites, a wise pass, wise code, texting, and wise Wi-Fi? For the cutting edge mobile customer appeal, MobileWise Global is Silicon Valley's business market's fully integrated cutting edge mobile business solutions to the small and medium sized business. A full suite of mobile services creatively designed to drive increased profitability. I am excited about this tool. This tool is very, very, very cool. Today, business is won in moments, and you want to capture those moments. The epic center of these moments are the I want to do, I want to go, and I want to buy mobile moments. MobileWise Global has the wise mobile solutions for wise websites, wise text messages, wise Wi-Fi, and when I say wise, W-I-Z-E, and a wise pass, your live channel of communication that offers an instant medium for feeding information to your target audience. You want to get to them through those mobile wise, through that mobility. Don't leave your business on the sidelines. Get your business mobile wise with MobileWise Global. Go to www.mobilewiseglobal.com or call 888-509-8288. That's 888-509-8288. We're going to go to a commercial break, and when we come back, a little bit of more resources, Chick-fil-A, Mama's House, and Christian Yellow Pages when we come back. AM 1100, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. You are getting a lot of stuff, a lot of goodies. We've got Chick-fil-A. We've got MobileWise. We've got Mama's House. We've got, and we're going to talk about Skip in just a minute. I do have one more goodie that I want to give you, but just so much. You have an opportunity to get hired, just so much. So we're going to get back to, really quick, we're going to say hello to Cole Nevin from the Christian Yellow Pages, Northern California. Cole, how are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
Cole, I appreciate you calling in and talking to us a little bit about the Christian Yellow Pages. So we'll take a couple of minutes to do that. And then we want to let people know how they can get a hold of you. In fact, I have a Christian Yellow Pages booklet right here in my hot little hands.
Very good.
So tell us a little bit about Christian Yellow Pages. Who can be in it? Anybody, right? Pretty
That's
much.
Right. Anybody can be in it. Our goal and the idea behind the Christian Yellow Pages and then also NorCal Christian Events is really just to help connect the Christian community. And so there's so many options that people have, and we just try to encourage people that if you're going to be using a service of some sort, then, you know, why not support somebody that may go to the same church, may support some of the same ministries that you do. And that's kind of our goal, just help connect and strengthen the Christian community.
And that's fantastic. I'm kind of flipping through here, and some of these places are places that want to reach the Christian community as well.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's a very affordable way to do that. So for business owners, it's advertising can be tricky for sure. And so we try to make it very, very affordable. We have some great options through our website, which is just mychristianyp.com.
Right.
And that's always a great resource just to find, you know, businesses, and then also to take a look at, and you can contact us through the website and everything as well.
So I'm looking here. You've got like video production services, windows replacements. I need some windows. I just need my windows to open in the loft. It just kills me in the summer. Are you kidding me? So tell us about NorCal Events.
Yeah, NorCal Christian Events. It's kind of the same goal, connecting the Christian community, but we just list a lot of events throughout Northern California, so throughout the Bay Area, even out into the Central Valley and Sacramento and that, but we work with a lot of different churches, a lot of ministries and promoters, and so most of the big concerts and conferences you'll usually find there, and then you'll also find some small events. We work with a lot of ministries like Mama's House. I was happy to hear Roberta on here. That's awesome.
Okay.
And so we always love to partner with ministries of any size, really, and help get the word out about whatever is going on in the Christian community for people.
Absolutely. Now, if our listeners want to get connected with you, tell us again how they can connect with you and NorCal Events and Christian Yellow Pages.
Yeah, so the Christian Yellow Pages website is mychristianyp.com. And then for NorCal Christian Events, it's just norcalchristianevents.com. And you could always contact me directly. The toll-free number for any of the things that we do is 888-707-1929.
Okay. Cole, I appreciate you calling in. That's Cole Nevin. Are you the founder, or isn't this a spinoff of the Christian Yellow Pages? Just
Yeah, it's kind of set up by territory, so I kind of run the Bay Area Christian Yellow Pages,
Okay, so if you're somewhere else, is the Christian Yellow Pages in other states, or is it just a California thing?
It is in other states. There's only three like regions here in Northern California. There's the Central Valley and then Sacramento and then the Bay Area. But there are a handful of other states, actually quite a few other states, that in some of the bigger cities and just various states in Florida and like New York and Pennsylvania. Sure. There's a lot of kind of, I guess, throughout the nation, there's a batch of cities that do have Christian Yellow Pages.
Okay. Well, Cole, thank you for calling in. Christian Yellow Pages Bay Area, that's Cole Nevin. If you want to get connected, go to mychristianyp.com or call 888-707-1-WAY, the number one and way, and that's 1929. Cole, thank you again for calling in. We appreciate it, and we're going to jump back to Chick-fil-A. I've been trying to get back to the chicken talk. So Dan Conson is with us here in the studio. Dan, before we get out of here with you today, tell us about some of the events and some of the giving back that you guys have going on locally here.
Well, we've been excited to partner with education primarily. That's in my heart and also in Chick-fil-A's heart, as we talked about before. So we were involved in Teacher Appreciation Day, providing sandwiches for some teachers and anybody that came in the restaurant that were part of either a teacher or administrator in schools. We gave them a sandwich, and we'll be excited to do that next year as well. I talked about our Veterans Day on November the 11th on Wednesday. We'll be providing a free meal to any of our veterans and retired veterans that bring in a valid ID. And that'll not only at Chick-fil-A at Mallory, but also all the five locations in the Silicon Valley.
Fantastic.
So in Sunnyvale, there's a Chick-fil-A. There's two in San Jose at First Street, Monterey, and Tully. And there's two in Fremont, Automall, and myself here at Mallory. So those are just some of the ways. But education is something that we're really excited about in mentoring and developing young people.
That's awesome. So for more information about Chick-fil-A and what Dan Conson is doing here in the Bay Area, you can connect at C as in cat, F-A, that is Chick-fil-A, C-F-A, and we have cfarestaurant.com, but you are cfamaori.com.
Right, I have a short website,
yeah,
cfamaori.com.
cfamaori.com, that's M-O-W-R-Y, and when you go to the website on the right side of the screen, you'll see the next event, Story Time, Daddy-Daughter Date Night, Mother-Son Date Night. And then on the left side, you can get to the location at 5245 Maury Avenue, Fremont, California. So we're excited about that. Thank you so much for coming on today, Dan. You are awesome. And thank you for the chicken sandwiches. He brought like a busload of chicken sandwiches. So we're here, you know, enjoying the chicken sandwiches. Before we got on air here, we kind of vegged out a little bit. So we appreciate it. And if you want to get involved, please get involved with what Chick-fil-A is doing. They are an awesome company to work for and be a part of in terms of partnerships and what they're doing here in the community. So don't forget that Veterans Day opportunity, November 11th. Go out there, show your Veterans Day card, and get a free chicken sandwich. I wasn't in the military. I'm a military wife, though. Can I get a free chicken sandwich? I mean, we put it in. You know,
come on down. We'd be happy to take care of you.
I mean, so something's going on there. Okay, so here, more goodies for you. Skip Vincent Vaccarello. I like saying Vaccarello because he's Italian. But he has written a book, and he was here on the show last week. It was fantastic having him in the house. He's written this book on finding God in Silicon Valley, and I think it's absolutely fantastic. So let me give you a quick pitch here for him, and get out there and get that book. And I'm going to look forward to starting reading this book soon here in the next week or so. So I'm excited about that. Is it possible to find God in Silicon Valley? You know, some of us might think it's a long shot, but is it possible to find God in Silicon Valley? Are the trappings of financial and business success too much? Skip Vincent Vaccarello answers these questions in the release of his new book, Finding God in Silicon Valley. Skip's 30 years of leadership experience in Silicon Valley's technology companies placed him in the world of influential. Finding God in Silicon Valley tells how God is working in Silicon Valley, because he is. Venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, leaders of major companies, innovators in nonprofit startups, scientists, technologists are sharing their struggle with faith. The story doesn't end there. It is only the beginning into a journey that these leaders were able to move beyond the trappings of financial and business success, facing real life struggles, overcoming personal tragedy, and through it all, they found light in a dark place. Rising above the struggle, tragedy, money, business, they found Christ. Leaders reconciled science and faith. Decision makers reconciled reason and faith. Finding God in Silicon Valley is more than a book. It is a lesson of knowing Christ, discovering the meaning, purpose, and calling on your life. It is a must read, everybody. It is a must read. So go to findinggodinsiliconvalley.com or amazon.com and get your copy today, and let them know that you heard it here on KFAX. We're going to go to a commercial break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX and Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. It has been a hot show. We are getting it in. No one's doing what we're doing on Faith and Business on the Edge, and that's okay. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing, and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. And so I want to do a quick recap. We have had Dan Conson here in the studio with us today and just shared, you know, what Chick-fil-A is doing in not just in Silicon Valley and not just in Fremont, but globally. So I have to applaud them for what they're doing. But get connected to Dan here in Silicon Valley in Fremont and check out Chick-fil-A. Get involved with some of the things that he's doing here in the area. Again, if you go to their website, cfamaori.com, you'll be able to connect and you'll be able to do that. Do that daddy-daughter date night or that mother-son date night. I'm going to do that. That's November 17th. For those that are the mother-son date night, I have a 21-year-old son, and he's going off to finish his final 2 years of college in January. He's been able to stay at home for his first 2 years, and I'm kind of... Now, he's only going an hour away, but still, he won't be home every day. So I have to deal with that. So we're doing something every weekend, and we're trying to make it really special for him this last quarter of the year. And then daddy-daughter date night, October 27th, story time on the 21st. Get connected. I'd love to give you all these details. I have just wonderful guests today. Get connected with Mama's House Community Outreach. Mama's House Community Outreach. You can't go wrong. She's doing a little bit of something, because, you know, that's how mamas are. If you don't have a mama, right. You got one now.
Right.
You can connect with Mama's House Community Outreach.com and become a partner, volunteer, bless her. If there's programs out there that you know about that she can connect with so they can get this building. And what I want to tell you, Roberta, is definitely connect with me.
Okay.
And I want to learn a little bit more about this building program, because we might be able to point you in the right direction or you know, grant funding that might be able to get this done. So we want to make sure that you get some resources. Also, you know, I mentioned on the show probably we've been on air for a little bit now, 3 months or so, with the new Faith and Business on the Edge show. But the SBDC, I'm a Small Business Development Center advisor, and in each county, you can get resources and support at no cost to your business, your ministry. And when y'all know how I feel about that.
Okay.
And they will help support you're going to that next level. So, for example, you need funding. They will help work through grant writing processes and what could be out there. And you have to connect with them in your county. I'm in Santa Clara County. You're in Contra Costa County. So you need to connect with that county, with the Small Business Development Center. In fact, what I'll do is connect and make sure that you get that information. You can give them a phone call.
Okay,
and we'll do that. We'll make sure that you have that as well. connect with the Christian Yellow Pages with Cole Nevin. Again, that is, let me make sure I get this right. This is the mychristianyp.com. So connect with them and get your information in these Christian Yellow Pages so people can do business with you. And if you're trying to do business with the Christian community, this is a loyal audience in terms of what they will do is once they're connected, they're very, very loyal in the purchases that they like to make. So make sure you do that. And finally, my little Bridging the Gap Between Business and Faith and All You're Getting, Get Understanding. With that, I want to say we have a seminar coming up on October 24th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And from 3 to 4, we're going to do a networking event there. But it's Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar. Come out and let me teach you about what a business model is and a biblical foundation for that. Let me help dig into business plan, and not just business planning, but what you should be writing in a business plan, what that should look like so you can get funding. And this is for profits and nonprofits, because you should have a business plan. And if you don't, you're setting yourself up to fail and not really reach the goals that you want to reach. We're going to talk about leadership. We've got financial education services that are going to talk about funding and money and ways for nonprofits and for profits to get resources and how they can do those and then do that as well. And then we're going to talk a little bit about HR. We've got Human Leap coming in, and we're going to talk about time management. So we have Jackie Welch, life coach, is going to come and share that a little bit as well. And then we're going to end the event with some networking, some cool creative networking. I network in a very different way, and I count differently as well. So, and I'll tell you about what that is when you come to the event. But you can register. Go to my website at businessontheedge.biz, businessontheedge.biz, and get registered. I've given you guys a nominal price. If you can't pay $25 for your education, please, you're killing me. You know, this is a $150 class. I'm trying to help somebody. And so, thank you for tuning into the show today. I'm really, really trying to help somebody God's way. And so we've got some new things coming. We're going to reach out to the churches that want me to come out and teach and do some ministry out there. And when we do this, we're going to give 10% back to the churches. We do those types of trainings and seminars and ministry for them because we believe in what you're doing. And this is the way that we can keep doing what we're doing as well, is that we'll come and work with you, and we'll work with your ministry. But we're going to give 10% back. So if you want me to come out and teach something, give us, you know, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz, and we'll work something out, and we'll make sure we give back to your church. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Be good to somebody out there, you guys.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951. Or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.